Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So, I do have this email that came in last week, and I've been holding on to it. And, again, feel free to sound off on this. Somebody's already writing in about their gallbladder pain. The worst pain you have ever been in. I love these stories because they're super cringy. So what's your pain? We're talking physical, not emotional. Not emotional pain, but physical. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you want to call and chime in. This is from Rick. Wrote in and said, hey, morning crew. I've got a cringy story I wanted to tell you guys. Then he started with a question. What's the absolute worst pain you've ever felt in your life? I'm asking you guys this because I think I might have hit the pain jackpot last weekend. I play drums in a bar band. Nothing fancy, just weekend warrior stuff. Midway through our second set, stood up from my drum stool to grab a beer. And apparently the stool had enough of my rocking and the top part of the seat came off and I didn't notice. When I went to sit back down, I dropped full force, cheeks first, onto the exposed metal stem. A sharp, evil-looking screw-slash-bolt right in the center, no padding. He says, that tore right through my gym shorts. Sliced open everything from my back door to my baby makers. Said, I'm talking blood, screaming. Okay, this might be a bit of an overshoot.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to the. Oh boy, here we go. Little ears. One of my testicles literally fell out. And he said, yes, period,
no, it didn't.
Fell, period,
that
out.
That can't
period.
Happen.
If can you tear it happen? Open, it can happen.
Oh my God.
He tore it open. I legit almost passed out from the pain, had to be rushed to the ER. Don't even get me started about all the stitches and the pain and the swelling I have now. Good God, man. He said, so now I need to know, has anything ever come close to that level of excruciating pain? I can't be the only one who's had my insides on the outside. It was a day, right? He said, love you guys. And that's Rick, who tore
Rick.
Everything from his back door to his baby makers.
So. So the line of the day.
Can you beat that? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open if you want to talk about the worst pain you have ever been in. I'll let you clowns go first.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, you talked about your ankle earlier, but you've also had a child.
I mean, again, the childbirth is definitely painful. And I didn't have any drugs to have Zoe. I did her all natural. So it was definitely
who hasn't?
Very painful. But here's the thing. I've always said that tooth pain is a little worse just because it's constant. So when you have tooth pain, especially nerve tooth pain, it is a constant stabbing to your face.
Yeah.
So that's a little different just because with labor, it comes with contractions. So it's so it's not constant until you're giving birth, right? Even though it's long. But if you have a bad toothache, that can last you for days.
Yeah.
You know?
All
so
right. Those are pretty
so
good.
I think those two for me are pretty,
pretty good.
That's where it's at. Yeah.
One of the worst pain I've ever been in is I had a little packet of the Diablo sauce from Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there, you know, we had our Taco Bell just BS, and then there's a few packets left there on the table. And I took one of the packets, and I just start twisting it, you know, twisting the top of it. Twist, 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 twist. And it's getting harder and harder and harder, essentially, because I'm twisting down
pressure's
on the
building,
packet.
Yeah.
And it's getting, a lot of pressure in there, and then it popped. And that Diablo sauce fired right up and into my eye.
Ew, I was hoping you didn't say that.
It was the burn of a thousand suns right in my retina.
And it had to be the Diablo sauce.
And it was Diablo sauce,
one.
And that baby popped and went, I mean, what are the odds? And it shot right in my eye. And it was like, ooh.
How long?
That's
did
pretty
it
bad.
Multiple cuss words.
Yeah.
And over to the sink, just trying to flush and flush and flush and flush. And it was probably 2 or 3 months.
Two or three months? You're a liar.
Before the pain went away.
You're a liar.
It was a long time. It hurt so
I feel like the worst
bad.
One I ever did, I got a brand new butterfly knife, and I was trying to do the tricks with it, and it stabbed me. I let go of it on accident, and it stabbed me like right in the bottom of my hip. So I can actually say I got stabbed by a knife.
By myself
on accident. But I'll never forget, I looked down, and I saw, I mean, it was a good inch and a half in me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just got stabbed. And I took it out, and I had to get stitches and everything. And that was pretty,
that sounds painful.
That sucked. Getting stabbed is not fun.
That does suck. Here's Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. I see you're going to commiserate with Katie Cat over here.
Definitely, except for I did get an epidural, so I don't know how she handled that.
Yeah.
She's tough. That baby came out sideways. She didn't cry or nothing.
And then I had a whole pizza.
She's tough. They just made her bite down on a stick, and she gave it hell.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was pretty
bad. The worst part was,
go ahead.
My nurse was terrible. Once I finally got the epidural, she looked at me and said, oh, you're a pretty chill person. I said, well, I haven't been who you've been experiencing for the past 2 hours. Like, who says that?
Yeah. I know.
No, my nurse told me that I should watch my mouth because I'm about to be a mommy. And I've never strung so many bombs together. And so I was so mad when she said that. I was like, do you know what I'm doing right now?
I remember my wife waiting as long as she possibly could before they got the epidural. Yeah. She had read it somewhere. Somebody told her something. And the nurses were like, why are you waiting so long? Let's just get it done. And she's like, once she got it, she was like, oh, my God, thank you. She's like, why was I waiting like an idiot, you know? Get it in you.
Yeah, if you're going to do it.
Agreed.
Megan. Well, we appreciate you calling, Megan. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
See you later. We're talking about the worst pain you've ever been in, 303-691-1649, if you want to chime in. Hi, Patty.
Hi. First, I want to say thank you. I went to the weekend from Mix 100 this weekend, and it was fabulous.
Oh, yay! Perfect.
That was Saturday night, huh? I heard that was a great show.
It was awesome.
Oh, well, great. So congratulations. Absolutely. Our pleasure. All right. So we're talking about the worst pain ever. What do you think, Patty?
So I was on a date. This guy had just moved into a new house. He had no lighting on the outside. We were outside hanging out. He was at the bottom of the stairs. He's like, yeah, come down here. He forgot to tell me that the second stair was not there. So I fell through a flight of stairs.
Oh, no.
Caught myself with one arm and one leg. He started laughing.
Oh, he's like, Jeremy,
I know, I apologize.
I
I'm getting a visual though, Patty. One leg up in the air.
Laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So he tried to help me. I was like, don't touch me. So I got myself out. I just went to bed. I went home and went to bed. I was like, I'm just being a wimp. I woke up the next morning. I was in so much pain. I went to the doctor. They did an x-ray. And they said it looked like someone had taken, they couldn't do anything, so it looked like someone had taken an ice pick into my shoulder, and it was complete on the outside, but just hundreds of shatters on the inside.
Oh, Patty, brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
Brutal. Did you break up with that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's history. What a jerk.
Oh.
What a jerk. Patty,
but
you got us.
I went to the Vatican and it was healed. So,
hey,
hallelujah, Patty. That's a good one. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
See you later. What a jerk that guy was.
I know. Well, hey, you laughed too.
I know, but it's funny. She's fine now. Hi, Roy.
Morning, JKJ.
Morning, brother. Okay, hey. We're talking the worst pain ever. What's yours?
So when I was in my early 20s. I got into a car accident, had a lawn truck pulling trailer full of lawn equipment make a left-hand turn in front of me, and I jackknifed the trailer, caught fire on impact, and I suffered second- and third-degree burns across the left side of my face and all down the left side of my arm.
Roy,
oh my gosh.
That's like skin melting off.
Owie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Talk about excruciating pain. Didn't hurt at first because of all the adrenaline and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once they got me, like, calmed down and everything else, like, just the amount of pain that comes on from it, like, instantaneously.
Yeah, and everywhere.
Excruciating.
My dad's...
I had to live with that pain for, like, a month.
You know, my dad's 50-year career firefighter, fire chief, and I've heard the stories about people being burned and him explaining, like, the excruciating pain, and there's just no getting rid of it, and, like, literally skin melting off of people in some of these situations. And I can't imagine, Roy. I can't imagine, buddy. Are you doing good now? Everything fine?
Everything's fine now. You know, just have to be extra careful and, you know, out in the sun and stuff. But other than that, no.
Crazy story.
But, you know, it's an interesting story.
That's a crazy story, man. That is crazy, and we feel you, buddy. That's,
well, we're glad you're okay.
We're all cringy.
Thank you.
My gosh.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you, guys. I got to go see Jelly Roll and posty a couple weeks ago.
Look
for you guys.
At you.
Appreciate it a lot.
Well, there you go. It's part of our all-access summer, man. This is why we like doing this for you guys. Fantastic.
It was great.
Roy, you have a great day. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, thank you.
Later, bud. Oh, that was nice. I can't imagine being burned on that part that much.
I know, on your face, too.
Hi, Vicky.
My gosh. Oof.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell me about the worst pain ever.
Well, I feel really bad about the burn one.
I know.
This does not compare to that. That's
did you stub your toe or something?
The worst.
I know.
I stubbed my toe.
Not quite. My
little piggy.
I mean, I've had two C-sections, but C-sections are like a horizontal cut, so they just separate the muscles. So it wasn't that bad. But then I had to have a vertical incision surgery on the same area, right down the stomach and down, you know, the whole abdomen area on New Year's Eve. And I had a cough at the same time.
Oh, of course.
So once the stuff wore out, you know, once the painkillers wore off and I was coughing, that was, you know how they always ask you, you know, what's your pain level from 0 to 10?
Yeah.
That was my 10.
Oh my God.
I pretty much passed out. I almost passed out. Yeah. It was that bad. That's not like a burn, so.
Yeah, it's not like
a
burn.
But still,
so do you have like a giant X scar now, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You better watch out
for a nice plus sign.
Yeah, you better watch out for pirates. They might go looking for buried treasure, right? X marks the spot, so be careful. Watch for pirates, Vicky. Thank you for sharing. Have a great day.
Advice from Jeremy today.
It's pretty solid advice.
I mean,
pirates are going to be coming after Sylvia.
Hello.
I see you want to talk about C-section scars and surgery as well.
Oh yes. So when I was in childbirth, I had been pushing for like 4 hours. Eventually, the doctor called and said, "Okay, we have to go into C-section." Which at that point, I was like, "Yes, please." And my daughter was like super stuck, and so they were having to do kind of like the last caller was just saying a cut. They're having to do a T incision, so it was both horizontal and vertically, like in the shape of a T. Mm-hmm. And so as they're like finally getting my daughter out, my epidural stops working. And at this time, I had just hemorrhaged, so I'm, like, bleeding out. And
I start screaming,
bloody in front of her, like, stop touching me. And all the surgeons are, like, putting their hands up. They're like, we have to keep working. And luckily, the anesthesiologist was able to, like, get me under pretty quickly. But that was by far the most insane pain I've ever experienced in my life.
That's giving me panic.
They're playing around with your insides, and you feel it.
Your intestines are hanging out.
Yeah. It was like the most insane pressure I'd ever felt. I felt like a brick house had fallen on me. And then the like icing on the cake was, because I guess they were like throwing my intestines around. 2 days later, they determined I had developed this thing called an ileus, where all of my intestines stopped working. So the only way to like heal from this, aside from emergent surgery, was zero food and water for 3 days as a brand new nursing mother.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
That's horrendous.
You have got a story. You have got a great story. I've never heard about that before.
Is that your only child?
Yes. She's 16 months old, and I had like PTSD for so long. I was like, I will never have another child.
Yeah. Seriously? I mean, seriously,
what you ladies
though.
Go through is just absolutely incredible. I remember peeking over the curtain because our second child was a C-section. I saw Nicole's intestines. I was like, nope. I will not peek over the curtain anymore.
You can't unsee that.
No more.
Jeez.
It's wild. But you black it out. Because at this point, I'm like, I want 10 more children.
Yeah, you do.
A year ago, I was like, nope.
You let it go. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that crazy story.
No problem.
Have a good day.
Well, I laugh now. You too. Bye.
See you later.
Oh, dang, man.
All right, we'll do two more. We got Tom and Kay. Hi, Tommy.
Hey. How you guys doing, JKJ?
Well, we're super dupes, talking about the worst pain you've ever been in. How's yours?
Yeah, I was sitting here trying to think of which one. the worst one I had ever had was actually in my back. One of my discs in my back had broke off the corner.
Oh.
And then at that point, one of the, you know, your nerves that go down to your legs, the nerves that go down my left leg got caught in the crack, and then it closed on it. And it sat there and just, like, rubbed back and forth for 6 months before I had an operation to get it corrected. At the max pain, they had given me the highest pain-relieving drug that they could possibly give me. And the way to describe the pain on the medication was if you were to take a pan of bacon, cook it up, and then leave the grease in there, and then throw fresh bacon in it, and then move your hand or your arm like half an inch from the flame, and just let the grease hit you, and that's what it felt
like anybody
walked by me, and
you just
blew the hair follicles on my arm.
Tom!
Yeah, the hair follicles on your arm would just like cause that much pain.
I don't like this story.
Man.
So how did you mess up your back in the first place? It just happened?
No.
Trampoline. You were on a trampoline.
A smart doctor told me that because I was trying to lose weight and I was a really big guy to just do jump rope and running stairs.
Oh.
So jump roping at the weight that I was caused that disc to break.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom. And that was just one of three. So I had to have three discs put together.
Jeez, unbelievable. Man. Yeah, you got me all cringy, buddy.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you drop the LBs? Are you nice and slim now?
Oh, yeah.
Good job. Good
hey. There we go.
That's a good thing.
Right on, Tom.
Unfortunately, the back things are forever, though.
Yeah, well, no, back
kind of is.
Congrats
yeah.
on the weight, though. That's yeah. that's life changing. So, all right, Tom.
So get this. The worst part about that is that because the nerve gets cut, all the muscles on your left side, like on my left leg, are gone. So if you look at my calf, one calf is like huge, and one calf is like almost non-existent.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, muscle dystrophy or something like that. What they call it, yeah. I can't remember. Yeah,
can you walk in a straight this. Line, or do you like go in a circle?
Oh, I can walk fine. Just okay. don't tell me to stand on my tippy toes.
Right. No more ballet classes for Tom. That's it.
Aww.
Exactly.
Tom, thank you for sharing.
Nice talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Tom.
Wow. All right, we'll do one more. Hi, Kay.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Well, we're super dupes, but these stories are making us cringe.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know, right?
All right, so what's your worst pain ever?
The worst, I was about 6 years old, and I was playing with my mom's lighter. And I caught myself on fire. I was wearing a mesh t-shirt. So it was stuck to me after, and they had to literally pull it off of my skin.
No.
Second burns all over my body, got my hair, everything. And I didn't know anything about stop, drop, and roll back then. I'm 50 years old. So,
so you just stood and burned.
I just ran. The only thing I could do was run through the house to my mom, and my mom was doing dishes at the time, and she came around the corner and seeing me in flames, she literally picked me up, threw me on the dining room table, and patted me out with her towel that she was drying her hands with, yelled to my brother to go get the neighbor to call 911, and I was in the hospital for about 2 months.
Well,
so it sounds like you were on fire for quite a bit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I had a little pixie cut after that. My hair was so long, and it just
Do you have long-term scars from all that?
I do, but it's under my breast area. You can hardly see it.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, that was probably one of the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
And being at 6 years old, is it something that you still remember?
So I still remember the whole thing. The pain, though, I don't remember how the pain was, but I do know that, I was in pain.
Yeah.
And, there's a couple other things that I've been through in my life. And the other girl, my anesthesia ran off while I was going through labor. They didn't believe me. And, yeah. And I was you're on the left side right now. And they were like, oh. And then the anesthesiologist was just shut her the F up. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Kate, you are you're a tough mamma jamma.
Yeah.
I am.
I would never want to cross you. You're a tough lady, Kate. I feel like Kate would get me in a headlock if I say something.
Right.
I probably would.
Good for you. You're a tough lady.
As you should,
I probably would.
She's challenge accepted.
I know, right?
Kay, can't thank you enough for having us on in the morning. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
You too. Wow, guys.
Jeez,
so
man.
Good. And the messages are coming in on the text line. So a lot of painful situations out there.
Well, toothache doesn't seem so bad
I know,
anymore.
Right?
I know.
Toothache.